Well, good morning, everybody. How are you today? Today is such a great day. You know why? Because this is the day that the Lord has made, and I am rejoicing this morning. I am glad in it. Some days we just have to remind ourselves how good God is and remind ourselves how special we are and how, you know, great and big He is compared to anything or anyone else. And so it just makes me full of joy when I'm reminded of how good my Father is. So I can't wait for this show because we got some fantastic guests today. And this is going to be a show to remember for sure. I want to first go over, like I always do, what's going on in your neck of the woods. We got here in D.C., it is partly, well, it's actually sunny today. Clear skies, 83 degrees, and a high today of 87 degrees. And then we have next, we have Detroit, Michigan. You are mostly sunny, 70 degrees. Your high is going to be 77 degrees. Richmond, VA, you are 78 degrees. Your high is going to be 87. Jacksonville, Florida, you are cloudy today and expected thunderstorms. You have 50% chance of thunderstorms all the way up to 7 p.m. today. And your high is 84 degrees. Dallas, Texas, 84 degrees and sunny. You are going to be all the way up to 91 degrees. So we got some great weather. Los Angeles, you are now 68 degrees and you are sunny, which is great. You're going to be high in 86. I don't give any love to anyone else. And please let me do that. Atlanta, Georgia, cloudy, 73 degrees, and you are full of showers all day. High of 76 degrees. And that is exactly where our guest is from, actually, Rachel Lee and Prophetess Tara Caressa. They're going to be joining me, just a few. They are from the Atlanta area, and we're going to be talking to you today about the Power Breakfast 2017 Sparkling Gems. Oh, my goodness. This is the way to set off Dr. Gina's radio chat. Is all about glorifying God and talking about what He's saying and what's going on and why you should be at the Sparkling Gems Conference 2017 Power Breakfast. You got to be there. So without further ado, we're going to go right on into it. Welcome, 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 Rachel and Tara Caressa. How are you?
Great. I'm this well. Is Tara Caressa. Thank you so very much for having me.
Well, yes, you are quite welcome. It is so good to have you. Now, Rachel, this is a vision that God is giving you. Girl, please tell everybody what's going on.
Yes, I am so excited. This is our second annual Power Breakfast. There is no mistake about it. God has truly been meeting us here at the Power Breakfast like last year. And God desires that we begin to encounter Him and be empowered as a result. And so last year, it was just amazing. God truly just showed out. He just poured His Spirit out on the women. Everything was just awesome. There were sisterhoods. There were bonds created. And God just broke strongholds. I mean, it was just amazing. So we're just expecting even more this year. And the word God gave me this year is expecting. So I'm really expecting God to just show up and show out, you know, in even more numbers, more miracles, more healing, you know, just more of everything that the sisters need. And most importantly, for us sisters to come together and bond.
Well, this is so amazing because what I love about when God, you know, first give you a vision and it actually manifests and you're, you know, laboring in that vision and He's, you know, you can see His glory and everything and He bringing the people that is helping, you know, build, lay the foundation. I just love that because the people that were there for you last year at the Power Breakfast. I mean, look at how much it has grown just from the seeds that were planted at that time and how God is watering it even this year with Prophetess Tara Caressa and myself and Darlene McCoy and all of the teams that you have. I mean, it is really, really expanding even more. And I really just believe in just being faithful over the little so He can advance you to much. And it's so funny I like to just tell the listeners that even though it may seem small to you, it is so big. It's really a big seed. And we always talk about faith as the size of a mustard seed. And the mustard seed is so small, but it's so power packed. And that's the thing about seeds. We cannot fret our humble beginning. So I'm really excited to see it even, you know, expand even further with God getting all the glory and just him being getting bigger and bigger and bigger in this endeavor that you have. Tierra, Prophetess Tierra, is this okay if I call you Prophetess Tierra?
No, I don't like Prophetess, but you're welcome to call me Tierra Carissa. That's fine.
Tara Carissa, okay.
Yes.
All right, because you're like me. I, you know, I'm an ordained apostle. I just call me Gina, please. You know what
yes,
I mean?
Yes, you I know? Am licensed, ordained, can marry you, bury you, pray for you, all of that. But I'm just Tara.
Yeah, yeah, just, you know, I agree with you 100%. So when you got the call to participate in this Power Breakfast, what was it that the Lord laid on your heart?
You know what? I love the theme. It's about being cut and being polished, and that's the key. I think a lot of people, you know, when I coach them, when I minister to them, they're always talking about what they're going through, but I have to remind them that you're only going through to get to your end, too. It's your through that prepares you for your promise, and that's what I really want to encourage the women. I need them to know that everything that they've been through, every pain, every up, every down, every trial, every tribulation, it has truly been for God's glory. It has served a mighty purpose. It's all been about development, and that's the key.
What I love about what you just said, too, you know, it's so powerful and so right on time. Message, you know, instead of looking at what you're going through, look at what God is doing. You know what I mean? It's like it's so easy to focus. It's so easy for us to just be distracted by the through and not focusing on the now, what he's doing right now in the midst of all of this. Lord, what are you saying right now? What are you doing right now? You know, right now, you know, what am I not receiving from you right now that you want me to see and want me to receive? And the enemy is always, you know, having us to focus so much on the hardship and the trials. And it's so easy to do that. It's so easy to pick up our natural ability to want to run away from it or to hide or to, you know, compensate somehow and fix it ourselves and make it work. But, you know, these are the times where God says, stand still and see my salvation. You know what I'm saying? And so, So instead of us as women, especially as women, because we're nurturers, we want to fix it. We want to make it feel good and everybody feel better and things like that. But I believe that God is calling for women in this season, you know, to really get that healing that we so need. We need healing in our souls. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think, you know, as you were saying, it's all about, well, what is this problem? What is the situation? What is it birthing in me? What is it polishing in me? How is it getting me ready for my next level? And absolutely, the women of God need healing. And I will say from experience that oftentimes healing comes from a changed perspective. Instead of looking at, well, why did God allow, begin to say, okay, why is God sending me through this? What's the purpose and what can come from this? So don't just stop with the why did this happen to me, but go on to the next chapter and begin to inquire of God and even of yourself. What can come from this? Can a book come from this? Can a coaching business come from this? Can a ministry come from this? Can an outreach, what can come from this? Because I just believe that your harvest shall be greater than your seed.
And the thing is that it's not about us. You know, at the end of the day, it's about what is it for? Like, everything that we go through is a testimony to someone else to set the captives free. Wouldn't you agree with that? You know, that when we're going through something, we're coming out as a testimony, anointed to be able to set those free that may be in the midst of that or, you know, have gone through that and need maybe a testimony of healing and deliverance, that they don't have to live with that burden anymore, that God is a healer. You know, I just know that this word is going to be such a power pack for the soul of our everyone is going to be in attendance. And, you know, it's so true and so real. And if anyone is listening, even right now, I think that you're being encouraged right now. I would like to believe that God is speaking to you even right now, that this is your time to just actually, you know, get the strength of the Lord and just move forward and allow him to develop you for greater things to come. Because again, you carry in something that he wants you to release in the atmosphere.
Absolutely.
So that's why I say it's not about us. It's all about the ministry of the gospel. It's all about glorifying him and really, you know, being sent out to set the captives free. So I think that this is going to be so powerful and enlightening and encouraging. Rachelle, so what did God give you as far as, you know, what to expect for the women to receive that's going to be there? And are men welcome there? Is it just for women or is it for men too?
Well, right now it's just the sisterhood. It's just for the women. And, you know, what God has been dealing with me is for the women, for the sisters to come together as a sisterhood. First of all, we have to be able to rely on each other. You know, my sisterhood is called Wisdom Heals. That stands for women's issues, single, divorced, or married, healing every aspect of a lady's soul. And so I had gone through so much in my life, and I felt like I was alone, and I didn't have anyone there for me. And when God pulled me through and was just there for me, you know, it was a lot of friends and people that just turned their backs on me. And I promised God that once I got through this, I would never allow a sister that I knew to go through and feel that alone. And it's just an urgency that the sisters come together, that we lean on each other, that we trust each other, that we network together, that we just love on one another because we need one another. I mean, look at what God is doing right now. He has Tara Carissa, Dr. Gina, and Rachelle to right now encouraging sisters. I mean, if he hadn't put this in my belly, we would not have this moment right now. So I just thank God for bringing us sisters, us women who God has placed visions in our hearts to just come together and encourage and support one another, first of all. You know, because a lot of times, you know, in order to get that healing may come from another sister. But if you're fighting against this sister, or you have jealousy, you know, now you're dealing with an offense and you can't deal with your issues. And that's why we keep going through the same thing over and over and over. So we really have to come together in this sisterhood. You know, that's what's in my heart right now, is just bonding, trusting one another, and being there and covering one another.
And wouldn't you say that being transparent is a big part of ministry? I mean, let's think about it. All the disciples exposed everything. You know, we were able to see their hardships, the things that they were thinking that wasn't right, their family issues, if they had habits and tendencies, you know. But don't we in the church tend to, especially among our sisterhood, tend to want to put on a mask and not want to express, you know? It's like we're hiding away the scars, or hiding away what we're going through in a defense
right.
way, but then we're not helping each other doing that at all. I have found so many times that in ministry, I've been in ministry now for 15 years, ordained as an apostle, but my thing is, even with all of that, all of the credentials and all of that, God has always placed it in my heart to be transparent. And I have found through the years that it's been very easy to do, but it's very difficult for a lot of people to do that. People have trust issues and things like that. They've been burnt before by others, disappointed and all of that. And we all have gone through that. But I also have found that in a conversation that I'm in, maybe at the grocery store, or if I'm wherever I'm at, I find that we all have similarities so much. And
absolutely.
in that moment of discussion, we're both being encouraged by just talking it out. You know what I mean? Like, and talking about, well, yeah, I can relate to that. I went through that and this is what happened. Or, yeah, I did that and this is what happened. And God showed me this. I mean, you can even network in the midst of that. You can give a number out. Maybe it's a contact. Maybe, you know, it's so many things that you can do in the midst of that conversation. And Tara, I wanted to ask you, in ministry, as long as you've been in ministry, have you experienced that transparency is like the major pouring out of being transparent into another?
Well, absolutely. I mean, you have to be honest about what you have been through so that other people can connect with you and see, okay, someone has been through this and survived this as well. So being honest about your journey, it's key. And I tell people that, yes, you do need to operate in wisdom.
everybody cannot handle the depth of your testimony, but I do believe that with the power of the Holy Spirit, He will lead you and guide you on who needs what and how to give it to them. So I would definitely speak to the power of transparency.
Yeah, and that is so true. You brought up a key point about, you know, being careful, because even, you know, a lot of people cannot, I'm not going to say a lot of people, but there are a few that cannot deal or handle it because of the way they look to you as a person. But see, when they're looking at God, you know, I think about Jesus. I think about Jesus being on that cross, you know what I'm saying? And how He was just humiliated and He was abused and all of that in front of all of the people that followed Him. But yet He bore every one of our sins. He was an open display of all of the muck, the nasty, the filthy, the contamination, the fragment, the broken. He was an example on that cross. And so I'm saying that as well as all of them can handle it, I know that you could be led and things like that, and God will lead you on who to speak to, because, you know, you don't have to be an open, you know, billboard, because you got to protect yourself. And I believe that even Jesus knew when to speak and when, you know, not to, and He knew when to pray, and He, you know, He knew when the times, and that's why we need to know the times and seasons. But we can go through this all day long, but, you know, Jesus being the ultimate example of transparency, I mean, it's just, and God even exposing Him as being transparent, even when He didn't want to go through with His calling, and He was like, if this cup can pass by me, you know what I'm saying? Like, He was like, mm-hmm. I really don't want to do this, but, you know, I got to die to myself anyhow. And, you know, I think about Paul when he was like, I'm doing stuff I don't want to do, and the things that, you know, I want to do, I don't do, and I mean, I'm ratchet. Who's going to deliver
right.
me? I mean, you know, you talk about transparency. It's in the word. You know what I'm saying? And I think if we as leaders and even encouraging women, no one is greater than the other. I don't care what title you have. Everyone has something that we need. You know what I'm saying? So even the ones that we're ministering to, you know, I encourage them to be led and to, you know, allow God to use them. It might be a sister sitting next to them that God has given them a word. You know, don't hold the word back, even if it's a color or a word of knowledge. You know, share what you feel like God has given to you, because iron sharpens iron. There's no man greater than any. And all of them time that I've ministered, I always have felt that I just want people to know that they are somebody because Christ is in them, and that to not to idolize any person, but to always look to God. And as long as they look in Him and having a relationship with Him, He will equip them for any task. Because I tell you, I don't care, apostle, doctor, whatever, if I'm going through and you're not even ordained minister, but you are anointed by having a relationship with God, please feed me the word of God. I don't
Amen.
Care. That's just like, you know what
right.
I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not racist in ministry. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like,
Amen.
I'm not segregating ministry. I don't care if you got a title or not. I'm saying if you are anointed and you got a relationship with God, with any title, certificate I got, if I am sinking and I'm falling and I'm hurting, I need what you got. And that's the bottom line. And that's just how I feel. I would like to see women empowered at this breakfast to know that they don't have to be intimidated by not having a title. A lot of women are intimidated by that. A lot of them
Amen.
Are.
Amen. And
so
that's what Wisdom Heals is about, you know, is to bring us together. It's that safe place where we can come together and get the wisdom and get the knowledge and get the download and the love from God, because God puts us in each and every one of us. You know, we say we're looking for God for an answer, but that answer might be in that sister.
Yeah.
The answer might be in that person that you're looking down on because you think that you're so high and mighty, you know, because you have these titles, but it might be in that little person sitting next to you.
Let me tell you, I'm telling you, because I was in service the other day and I was, you know, going through it because it's a lot going on. It's a transition happening in my life, more exposure, stuff like that is really happening. And, you know, it's happening really quickly. And, you know, God is dealing with some areas in my soul and, you know, which is transferring my thought process and leaving some things behind. And like, it's like the decision of crossing over. And, you know, it's like right now, listen, the promised land is right here. Are you going to go or are you going to stay? And I'm like, I'm going. So, you know, with all of that, the deliverance and things like that, but I was, you know, really into the worship and really into, you know, just connecting with God in service. And the Lord says, somebody's going to say something to you. Wait after, don't leave right after service. And I mean to tell you, not even 2 seconds after service, a young lady from behind me came right on down to me. I was sitting in the front seat. She came right on down and said, the Lord wanted me to tell you this. And she just spoke right into everything that he was saying and confirming to me. So you just never know how God, you know, we're the body of Christ. Everybody has a part. And so I just believe that. So Tara, I know that the message that God is giving you is going to really ignite the fire and some people, girl. I mean, are you, you know, what are you expecting for God to do from you being a vessel of his at this event?
You know what? I'm expecting for women to get a new perspective, a new mindset, be healed, be whole, and know how to move forward. I am so beyond people going to church and shouting, but their life does not change.
Yes.
If you go to church or you go to a ministry service or event and you have all of this shouting and dancing going on, but you go back home and your life is the same, you did not encounter God. You simply had an emotional experience.
Come on
and
now.
It's time out for having emotional experiences that do not transform your life. You know, mm-hmm. somewhere, and I'm a real woman, so we're not just going to deal with spiritual stuff because we don't just live in a spiritual world. But I have a problem if you're always seeking the face of God, but God never revealed to you that that man is lying to you about his wife. And
come
so now
on!
You're mistreating the wife based on lies that he has told you, and your Holy Ghost did not help you discern that. That might be a spirit, but that is not the spirit, okay? So we're going to deal with some real issues because I'm sick of the mistress having a problem with the wife when the mistress should only have a problem with herself because she's not called to be one.
Yes!
Okay? Mm. So when you're talking about what am I going to deal with at the conference, if you're not ready for reality, don't come. Because I'm not going to tell you about your house, your husband, or your Hummer. I'm first going to deal with you. And I'm going to tell you that there's some areas that you need to be sharper in. You need to watch your slanderous mouth. You need to stop being judgmental. You need to stop
come
being
on
judgmental.
Now. Thank you,
Jesus. You need
Jesus.
To stop thinking that somebody else has to come down for you to go up. You need to stop trying to build your own platform. And you need to stop slandering the one who has the platform you wish you had because God has
glory.
Not yet given it to you because it's not yet your season. So don't know what anybody else is talking about, but you're going to get the Holy Spirit. You're going to get a reality. And if you so decide, you are going to get the deliverance that you need to be better. This is not a beat-up session. This is a, you know what, I need to identify the enemy that's been attacking and antagonizing me and confusing me and causing me to act out, causing me to act in a way that's not pleasing to God and is certainly not blessing my life so that I can get healed and I know how to move forward.
Come on now. You know what?
Amen.
Now, listen, y'all need to get these tickets. They $30 now. You need to get these tickets. But we're just flowing with what the Lord is saying because you definitely need to be there. And I can contest to everything that Tara just said. I know Rachelle can too. I mean, we've heard it all. We've seen it all. The enemy done tempt us in every kind of way. And let me tell y'all, sisters, it is some single men out there. God is not a man. Let me tell you something. Listen now, y'all stop settling for everything and anything. I remember the Lord gave me a vision that the enemy is trying to set up women in a threesome, a triangle, and he showed me a ring, a big diamond ring in the middle of that triangle, and he said, this is the work of the enemy. And so I've been praying against that, and I'm telling you, the devil is so busy, and because of the desire that you guys have, or you know, women in general, because of that desire that you have to have a family, to have a husband, to have a mate. You don't want to grow old alone. It's so strong. You have literally given the enemy legal right to come in and sit right there and draw every liar, every cheater, every whoremonger, come on now, every person to you and make you feel special when God is the source of you feeling special. And you may not have seen your Mr. Right. You may not have seen your Boaz or whatever you want to call him, but God has already created someone for you. And let me tell you something. Are you willing to, just in case, give your life for Christ, just in case he didn't? I mean, I'm just saying, would you live for the Lord if he never brought you a man? That's the bottom line. Would you live for him? But if God says that he will give you things that you have not seen or heard, that he would do exceedingly and abundantly for you above all that you can ever ask or think, then you haven't even seen him yet. So if you see somebody, if you see somebody that's doing a lot of yakking and he's not showing you anything, proving to you, fighting for you, protecting you, feeding your spirit and all of that, and you can't go to his house or you can't call his house any time tonight, he hasn't introduced you to his family members,
Jesus,
then you need to run, sister, run, because that unction that you need, something ain't right.
Amen.
Ain't right. And if you
it
never
ain't right.
You got to trust the Holy Spirit. He's your proof. You ain't got to see, well, I ain't seen nothing, but I asked him and he, I don't care if you got an unction in your spirit, trust and believe me, because I don't want you to go through years and you find out that this man been lying to you and now you broken and God got to build you all back up them 4 or 3 or 5 or 6 years that you done put into this person that you had this fantasy with because you allowed the enemy to get legal right into your soul. And your soul, I really want God to, you know, us to take authority and summons the enemy. I want us to really get down to it and really, you know, go to our judge and really, really, you know, persecute the enemy, go to the courts and really deal with the enemy that's taking legal rights and a lot of our sisters. And a lot of this is because of abandonment, rejection, you know, maybe it was emotional abuse, physical abuse, you know, things like that. And so, you know, I'm really hoping that God really deals with that broken little girl that's still looking for love and still chasing and still searching and just broken and wounded, still preaching, still on the worship team. I really want God to really go in the hearts and souls of that little girl and really, like, just deal with that and mature us in a do a quick work. I'm excited. So Tara, I'm in agreement with the word. I can't wait.
Amen, I can't wait.
Well, to God be the glory. Thank you so very much. And I'm excited. And one of the things I feel led to say very quickly is I'm very intentional about the life that I live. Because another downfall for a lot of women, you know, in the body of Christ is their life is work, church, home, and the grocery store. And a lot of women could have been married eons ago, but they literally have made their life just so work, church, home, and the grocery store that no man wants to unite with that. Listen, whatever man God has for you, he's going to want to go more places than the church. Whatever man God has for you, he's going to want to eat more places than the fish fry sale that the church is having. You need to develop your life and get yourself a life. He's not going to want to listen to Yolanda Adams 24 hours a day. You're going to have to learn how to develop yourself and say, okay, this is music that I like. This is what I like to do. You have Anthony Hamilton coming up. I listen to Anthony Hamilton all the time. I'm a major fan of his, okay? And that's what it's all about, because some women are so deep, they're spooky, and it's not attractive.
We're going to break that. We're going to break all that religious stuff off, too.
They're scary. And I say it all the time. I go to the beach and I don't swim in a quarrel at all. And
with that being come said, on now!
Is that, you know, the women of God have to understand that your spirituality, it impacts your entire life, but it's just one aspect of your life. You also live in the earth realm. And there's a natural side of a woman that a man needs to see. A very natural side of a woman, because I'm telling you, And I say this all the time. You can walk around here and say God is your husband all night long, but there's some things that God is not going to get in your bed and do for you that a man can't.
I know that's
okay?
Right.
Amen.
You can act like you just want an emotional experience and a spiritual experience if you want to, but you are three parts, mind, body, and spirit, and there's a reason
Amen.
Why you live in this body, okay? And so I really
Amen.
Want to encourage the women, stop being so heavily bound that you're no earthly good. You can't attract anybody in the earth because you're so deep, you're chasing demons, and you're showing up on the date, and you're talking about demonic activity and spiritual warfare, and he's looking at you like you're a cuckoo, and I'm ready to get away from you.
Oh, man, this is going to be good.
And that is not out of order.
And you know what? That is all the way real right there. And that's exactly the type of conversations we need to have. And this is, oh, my God, this is such a good match. You know what? God really knew what he was doing. And no doubt about it, Rachelle, because, you know, I represent mind, body, and soul all day long, but definitely
Amen.
Represent being a woman. You know, I like I say, you know, I'll tell anybody in a minute, listen, I like to hug and kiss now. You know, I'm not going to sit up here and pretend like I don't want nobody to hug me or anything like that. So yes, I'm still believing God for, you know, that match. And yes, I mean, you know, do I want it to be a distraction to me? No. Am I going to continue to be dwelling on it with God and my time with him? No. But he already knows my heart. So once we just kind of keep it real with him, then he'll be able to develop us and mature us and get us ready and give us that balance. And yes, doggone it, Oh, Tara. Oh, my God. That was so good. Okay, anyway. Listen, this was so good. Tara, first, can you please let everybody know exactly how they can follow you and keep up with you and go to your other conferences and things?
Yeah, absolutely. Head to my website, Tara, T-E-R-A, Carissa, C-A-R-I-S-S-A.com. And if you can make it to my website, you can make it to all of my social media because my links are there. And I'm so happy to connect with you. And thank you so very much for having me, and I cannot wait to meet you and fellowship with you on this Saturday.
I know, I'm very excited. And listen, this is great because I mean I just believe God is connecting all of us for, you know, great things and I would love to come to one of your conferences. And you know you're a friend now to Dr. Gina's radio chat. So anytime you want to tell the world about what you're doing and everything, you're more than welcome to call in and
Thank
just
you.
let us know. Yeah, I open invitation to you for sure because I love, you know, this show is definitely a platform about being transparent 100%. Keeping it real. I mean, just taking all religious, all that man tradition, all that stuff is nowhere on here. This is definitely, you know, draw you closer to Christ the way you are. When they say come just as you are, that's what I go just as you are every single day. Not just on Sundays, but in your prayer time, go just as you are every moment of the day. Because he already knows and he already knew before you was in your mother's womb. So, you know, I love this so much. So yes, Tara, you are so welcome to come. And Rachelle, please let them know about where they can buy the tickets, the date, where it is, and how they can follow you on social media.
Okay, thank you. You can purchase the tickets at powerbreakfast.info. That's powerbreakfast.info. It's the Power Breakfast will be held at the Fairfield Inn in Stockbridge. The address is 258 East Highway 138 in Stockbridge, Georgia, and the tickets are $30. So we cannot wait to see you.
All right. And so they and your social media, did you tell them that?
Okay. It's just Facebook. Wisdom Heals You on Twitter and Wisdom Heals on Facebook.
All right. Well, thank you, ladies. I'm super excited about coming to Georgia and everyone's listening all surrounding areas. You need to go right on to this event. $30 a ticket. You cannot beat this. You know, if you go Google Darlene McCoy, if you don't know who she is, go and look up Tara, look her up. Go look up Rachelle. You already know me. So
Winston Hills.
Huh? Winston Hills.
No, I was saying Wisdom Hills.
Oh, Wisdom Heals. And go look it up in Wisdom Heals and find out who you're going to be looking at on Saturday morning, because it's about to go down. And I cannot wait for God to lift us all the way up as all of that mess going to fall, y'all. This is going to be so good. Let the fire God consume everything that is not of him. And may we leave out just refreshed, restored, replenished, redeemed, all of that. Let me just get all what he got for us. I'm looking for a tsunami. That's what I'm looking for. But anyway, until Saturday,
and God bless you.
Yes. Thanks. Say that. Speak that.
It's coming. I'm expecting it.
Yes. Well, God bless you, ladies. Can't wait to see you on Saturday. Love you.
Love you. Have a blessed day. Be safe.
Thank you very much.
All right, bye-bye. All right, now coming up now, we got Ebony, our makeup artist, that's going to be giving us 5 minutes of glam. Hey, Ebony.
Hey, Dr. Gina, how are you?
I'm fine. Go right into it, girl.
Okay, so today we're going to be talking about how to get your brow blended perfectly. Have you ladies ever seen, I'm sure you have seen, when someone has their brows in the front, it's like there's no harsh lines. Everything just looks perfect. Well, one of the main keys to get your brows blended is a brow brush. You have to brush your brows. You can also use a disposable mascara wand, which can be found at your local beauty supply store. And that is, to me, that is really the main key. Now, when you brush your brows, you really want to brush up and over and go with the direction that your brow is growing. You never want to brush the opposite, direction. You don't ever want to damage your brows. Another key to this is using a lighter pencil, a lighter brow pencil or a lighter brow gel in the front of your brows. So, for example, let's say you're drawing your brows on or filling them in. You would use the darker pencil or the darker brow gel at the tip where you kind of have your point. And then in the front, you would just do a couple brush strokes of the lighter color. And after you do that, you'll go all the way up to, where you think there might be a harsh line. And then you'll take your brow brush and you'll just keep brushing until the line is no longer there. You always want to blend anywhere that you see a harsh line. So that's one of the techniques that I use the most. I would recommend NYX from your local beauty supply store or drugstore. They have good brow pencils, but I also use some of their lip pencils as a brow pencil as well. I mean, I use, just because it says that it's for, your lips, you can use it for other things, whether it be eyeliner or for your brows. I like that lip pencil because of the consistency. It's very soft and it's very easy to blend, and you don't have to put pressure to get it to go on your skin. So that's always a perk for me. So they have a lot of nice light browns, and nudes that you could use. They also have dark browns that you could use as a regular brow pencil if you wanted. The only thing about using lip pencils for your brows is that you have to set them sometimes. If you're not using a brow gel, you'll have to set it because it'll get shiny and oily and you don't want that. But I still would recommend using just setting it. It works perfectly. Another technique that some makeup artists use or beauty enthusiasts use is using the excess concealer from their concealer brush. So let's say you're trying to highlight your face and you just have literally next to nothing left on the brush. After you draw on your brows or fill them in and then brush them to soften them a little bit, you'll take the concealer brush with the little bit of concealer left and kind of like brush in the front and like go over it just so that it'll blend into your skin some. And these are some techniques, that a lot of people don't know how to do, but you always see on Instagram or you might see a celebrity and their brows are blended perfectly. These are some of the techniques that they use, and you can use them too. It just takes some time. But again, you always want to brush up and over and make sure you're going in the direction that your brow grows. So yeah, that's how you get those seamless blended brows.
Well, you know, I like a blended brow. Like I say, I love when you talk about brows, because that's definitely something that I have to work on through the years. And I think I got it pretty down now. I think I'm doing pretty good with it. But, you know, Ebony, we always enjoy you coming on, giving us the tips. How can they follow you and get in touch with you?
You can follow me and get in touch with me on my social media platforms at Ebony Tyler Beauty. It's Ebony Tyler Beauty across the board. You can also find me on YouTube at Ebony Tyler Beauty 2. You'll see my logo, and it's a large E, so that's how you know it's me. But yes, I would love for you guys to follow me, ask me any questions that you have, and that would be great.
She's fun to follow. I love seeing her stuff on Snapchat and all of that. And she does webinars and tutorials and all kind of stuff going on with Ebony. I love her since day one I met her. And I just love her makeup work. And I can't wait to work with you again, Ebony. And I love you on the show. So just keep coming back. And next month we'll hear something else from you, right?
Yes, most definitely. Thank you so much, Dr. Jean. I love you too. And I hope everyone has a blessed day.
Yes, you do the same. Thank you, ma'am. All right, and now we're getting ready to transition to my main man, celebrity, comedian, now health conscious. Hey, Train. What's up, A-Train?
What's going on, Dr. Gina? What's going on?
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Listen, this is the first day of summer, man.
Yes.
First day of summer. Yeah. So I got a little tips I want to give out to the people, because you know how we do it in the summertime. So
yes.
Tip number one, fellas, if you know your toes, if you know your toenails and your toes aren't sandal ready, do not go outside with them sandals and them toes out. You can't be walking around this summer with your toenails looking like roaches on them. You know the people got the little brown toenails. Listen, you can't do it, fellas. You can't do it. Just go to the beach, put your footies on, you know what I'm saying? Keep your footies on and keep them toes covered. So it's summertime, and ain't no telling what we get ready to see out here in these streets. So I just want to put that out there for my fella. Just got to put that out there for the fella.
Oh, man, that is hilarious. I done seen them type of toes. Trust and believe.
I hate it.
What's the next tip?
I hate it. For the women with the
with that little, I hate it.
You know, women, they're real self-conscious these days, you know what I'm saying? But then you have some women, they just don't care at all. So I just want to help the women out with the little back fat. The back fat, you know, they got these little creases and slots in the back. And I don't know if they see them, because we see them, you know what I'm saying? They probably can't see it from the front, but we got to see it from the back. So we just trying to help those women out with the little back fat, the little pouches. If you got sweat running outside of your back, and that should be your number one indicator that you don't need to be outside at this beach with your back open. No, get one of them little, like them women in the church. Get you a shawl and wear out there to the beach. You know how the women be in church with a shawl wrapped around their shoulders? So, ladies, get you something that's going to go around your shoulders while you out there trying to enjoy your pool or enjoy your beach life. You know what I'm saying? But we got to cover up that back fat. If you didn't get rid of it during the time you're supposed to, don't come out here this summer with it all exposed. So that's the only observation I want to throw out on the first day of summer, because I know how we will get down on this year.
I'm telling you, those are some good tips. I'm telling you, that's some good tips. And in the back fat, you know, y'all, it's this sauna vest that you can get that can help you reduce that, and it would give you a nice flat back in the summer.
What is it called, Dr. Gina?
It's called sauna vest, and it helps you with your, you know, to get all of that excess water weight off. So, like, you can get one for women, men. It'll get it off from your belly, your back, so you won't have back rolls after wearing it for a while.
Listen, I'm trying to get this body of mine right. And, you know, I just hired a personal trainer because I got some shows to do, and I got to be right for this road, man. And I got to be healthy for this stage, and I'm telling you, I discovered yesterday that I am not in shape whatsoever. I mean, people think if you know you're not like sloppy, you know what I'm saying, with your weight, they think you kind of in shape. But man, that has nothing to do with just your cardio and your endurance and all of that, man, listen.
Well, you know, I said on your Instagram, I said, about time. And I said, I'm going to tell Elizabeth, because we've been talking to you about this for almost a year. And so I was really excited. So for all of the all of A-Train's family on Instagram that saw me, don't be sending me no texts and no emails and none of that. We've been trying to get him to get on that treadmill, just the treadmill. So to see that he is actually get a trainer, that is amazing. So I'm excited about that. And you and my sister Tracy, y'all both doing it together. I saw y'all do y'all little videos and all of that. Yeah, getting fancy with it.
We out there getting it. We had a real good workout yesterday. So yeah, and baby, she's right there with me, man. You know how we do. We do everything together. So she's riding with me. So I'm excited.
I know. Yep. Y'all are best friends. It's so cute. I love it. So, listen, we don't have a lot of time, but I just got word from Doug. We got somebody coming in. Joe?
Yes. How are you,
okay. Dr. Oh, hi, Joe. What's going on? This is me and A-Train on with us. You're joining us on the show.
Okay. Well, I don't know what happened to Anthony, but evidently he had some type of difficulties this morning. But anyhow, he's going to be in Florence, South Carolina this coming Sunday, the 25th of this month. And he's going to be on with Kevin Simpson, a young comedian. And the show is titled An Evening with Anthony Hamilton. And it's going to be a great show.
Nice.
We look forward for everybody listening. And I'm just having a great time. So,
and what I'm city co-hosting. And state is
that? I didn't hear you, A-Train.
What city and state is that again?
Florence, South Carolina.
Florence, South Carolina. And Dr. Gina, you on that show too, right?
Yeah, I'm co-hosting it.
Dr. Gina will be hosting it.
Nice.
She'll be hosting it.
Nice.
Yeah, and it's going to be
Anthony
a great
Hamilton
show.
Phenomenal, man.
I know, and I'm so disappointed that he couldn't come on because a lot of people wanted to hear from him, so it's kind of sad, but hopefully I can get some kind of interview with him while I'm there and maybe a video interview with him while I'm there. We'll see. I promise y'all I'll make it up to you because this was something that I wasn't aware of. I try to, you know, A-Train, you know how this go. You know, sometimes it just work out like that, and it's unfortunate. That's why I like to do, if I have someone that's high in demand like that, it's really good to have a recorded interview with them. But he was so busy, he couldn't even do the recorded interview, and he was making every effort to be here, you know, just for the 5 minutes or the 3 minutes to get over the phone, you know, while he was in travels. But I totally understand. And Joe, thank you so much for at least calling in and letting us know what the deal is. But if you are in the South Carolina area or anywhere you're willing to drive and you are an Anthony Hamilton fan, you really need to be at this show. It's going to be loads of fun. Anthony Hamilton is the R&B man to me. I love him.
You know,
he does very, very well. Yeah.
What'd you say, A-Train?
Anthony Hamilton's music is going to be around for the next few decades, just how Al Green music transcended through, you know, several decades. Anthony Hamilton, he's going to be our Al Green.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Right, right.
With his music, because it's like no matter when you put it on, it's still relevant. It's still feel-good music. It's relatable. And he just got that soul to him. You know what I mean? So, man, I rock with Anthony Hamilton big time. Big time.
Yes, and he is so busy, y'all. I mean, I'm saying, like, he playing, like, everywhere all the time, constantly. There a tour right after another tour, right after another tour. So, and then doing dates in between. And so, I mean, even his manager, I mean, he rolls with him, right, Joe? Is that how that goes?
Yeah, his manager is Eli, and he's with him all the time. And it's going to be an excellent show.
Excellent show.
The show time is 7:30, you know, and it's going to be great.
It's going to be great because I'm going to be there, too, and I'm going to hold it down for y'all, make it fun, make it live. hanging out with Anthony Hamilton.
Where can they get tickets?
Yeah, that's a good question.
You are all Where tickets can they on get Ticketmaster. Tickets? On Ticketmaster.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or the FloridCivicCenter.com. You can also go there too.
Right. Right.
Right. Well, thank you for dropping in, Joe, and explaining to us what was going on. I know you was doing a mass search for him and trying to hunt him down, and I know that you had a conversation with the manager, and he's, you know, had agreed that he was going to, you know, really do it live, and that was the best thing for him. But, you know, some things just happen, and out of the 2 years I've been on the radio, I think this is maybe the second or third person that got caught up in some kind of traffic or whatever, you know, as far as travel traffic, and anything can happen, and sometimes, you know, you don't want the interview to be on the go. You know, you want them to be able to be in a right mind and a calm space, and they want to do that. So, you know, I respect him. Again, I know that he knows, you know, the magnitude of the people that really love him and respect his music and appreciates his creativity. And so, anyway, we love you. We love you so much, Anthony Hamilton. Go on and do what you do, and we'll see you at Florence, South Carolina, at 7:30 at the Florence Civic Center. Thank you so much, Joe, for dropping in and letting us know what's going on with him. And when you do talk to Eli, tell him that we, you know, we ain't mad at him. Just make sure he hook me up when I see him on Sunday. That's all. Make sure he work it out.
It'll happen. All right. Thank you all. Thank you, A-Train.
Thank you. All right.
No problem, Joe.
Oh, A-Train, you know how sometimes that happened, right?
Right. It's the business. It's the business. Yeah.
It's the business.
But that concert is going to be phenomenal. It's going to be phenomenal. And that's
it's
this weekend, right?
Yep, it's this Sunday, actually. It's this Sunday on the 25th. So if you can make it, come on by, come on through. You know how y'all just be up the road, and I don't know what y'all got going on. But y'all got something going on this weekend, right?
Well, actually, I will be in Nashville, Tennessee, this weekend, and then next week I'll be out in Texas. But of course, we got the A-Train Live, the Experience, second season kicking off on the 5th of August. I got Kev on stage coming in to rock the stage with me. I'm excited about that. And also, it's the same day as my birthday. Now, we normally do the A-Train Live shows on Friday night. But this particular show on the 5th of August, we're doing it on Saturday because that's the same date as my birthday. So I got my birthday party kicking off at 7. You definitely want to be in the building. My birthday party is kicking off at 7, and the comedy show is going to start at 8. And all of this is taking place at the Ritz Theater downtown here in Jacksonville. So make sure you go to the box office and purchase your tickets for that. Go to Ritz Theater box office and get the tickets for that online. And we also have, with this being the beginning of the second season, now is the time where you can purchase the entire season and get $5 off of each show. So you can get that discount now by responding before the very first show. So go online to the Ritz Theater website, or you can give them a call at area code 904-807-2010 and let them know that you're interested in the season passes, the seasonal pass, or where you can get those discounts, or if you're interested in that very first show, let them know as well, and they'll take care of you on the spot as well. So
okay, and they can follow you on social media where? So because I know you got, they can follow you on social media where?
Yes, I'm on Twitter at A-Train Live. I'm also on Facebook at A-Train Live, and I'm on Instagram under Do It Again to See What Happens, and Facebook under Do It Again to See What Happens. So I'm out here, good people.
Yeah, he is out there, always somewhere doing his thing. And I just got a text. I know you got to go, but I just got a text saying that I'm able to give away 4 tickets to Anthony Hamilton. So if you email me, yes, this is good. Yeah, see, you got to make up somehow. So, it says 6 tickets. Okay, 6. Okay, so 6 tickets. If I get 3 people, I give you 2 tickets apiece. If you go on my website, drginaprince.com, and go ahead and put your email and your note saying, hey, Dr. G, Anthony Hamilton, whoever the first 3 people do that, you win these tickets, okay? And he said I can give away 2 more tickets. So that's
wow.
That's 6, 8, 10, that's 10 tickets. So listen, listen, I'll get the other two to those that go on Facebook, my Facebook page, and inbox me and say, hey, Dr. G, Anthony Hammond, the first two people that get those tickets, you can go ahead and win these tickets right now. Okay, thank you so much, A-Train, for being on. I done said Anthony Hamilton so much, I'm about to call you Anthony. Hey, A-Train, you know I got nothing but love for you and my sister T. Y'all have a wonderful day. I love you so much. Y'all follow him and keep up with what he's got going on. Until next time, I love you, man, okay?
Absolutely. Same
and keep up that good work, because when I come to Jacksonville, we're going to all work out together, and I'm going to see what you really got, okay?
Let's get it.
All right, honey. I love you. Okay, talk to you next time. All right,
bye-bye.
All right. All right, you guys. Listen, this was a great show. I'm so sorry, but I am giving away the tickets again, like I said. So go on drginaprince.com, and I'm giving three sets of tickets there away, two tickets each, three people. If you say, hey, Dr. G, Anthony Hamilton, three people, and give me your email address and all that, I will email you right back and tell you that you are the winner. And then I'm giving two tickets to my Facebook family, and I'm giving you tickets for you to say, hey, Dr. G, on my Facebook page, inbox me, hey, Dr. G, Anthony Hamilton. So anybody that want to go to Florence, South Carolina, or you are in Florence, South Carolina, hit me up, and I'll hook you up, all right? So listen, this was a great show. We went right in through it. I didn't even pay the bills with the commercials or anything. So unfortunately, I wasn't able to do the commercials. But anyway, I got love for all of the sponsors, including my commercials. I got love for y'all. But until next time, I want you to live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. I love you so much for tuning in, all of y'all, all over the world. Tell your friends. Go on my Facebook page, Dr. Gina. Wait, no, that's my personal page. Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Go on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. And go ahead and hook up with me so you can find out all the behind the scenes stuff. I might have some live interviews at the conference, live interviews from the Anthony Hamilton show. It's definitely something you want to be a part of. I know you love BBS Radio Facebook page and the website, but come on and come with me so you can follow me and know what's going on and what we're doing. A-Train Live. Follow him, A-Train. Do it again and see what happens. Ebony, follow her. Follow Tara, Caressa, Rachelle Lee. Follow them, okay? All right, until next time, loving you. God bless you. Live healthy, live whole. Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.